Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ron Coomer can talk about David Ortiz, he can talk about labor strife, and he can talk about the Chicago Bears because he grew up there. Coom, how are you tonight? Are you in a warm place or not?
I am in a warmer place than you, buddy, I'll tell you that. I am in Clearwater Beach. It is not warm here right now, but it is not, 20 degrees or 20 below zero.
20 below tonight, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little warmer here. It's 50s, and I wouldn't quite consider it a nice day, but for Florida, it beats the alternative.
Beats the alternative, as they say. Now, did you grow up a big Bears fan? Were you a Ditka Butkus, Gale Sayers guy? Where were you in that pecking order?
Yes, and yes. Yeah. Gale Sayers is a little old, a little before my time. I was a little guy when I saw him play. Butkus, kind of the same thing, but definitely Ditka. Mike and I have been friends a very long time from being here, and big Bears fan always. And then believe it or not, I was a big Vikings fan too, being there so long. I was a season ticket holder, Paul and I'd get a hard time from the Vikings fans when they'd play the Bears at the Dome, and I'd come to sit in my seats, but it was all good.
Well, now this Ryan Poles, they're going to hire as their general manager, and the Vikings are looking at him too. I mean, like, is there somebody you want to see the Bears hire as a head coach now?
Well, to me, it's all about the quarterback position, right, in Chicago for
yeah.
the Bears.
And is Fields the guy, right?
Somebody, yeah, Fields, that you can have work with Fields that's going to be good. Is Peterson the guy that was in Philadelphia or some other guy, But you've got to be able to work with that young kid because from when he came to Chicago this year, you kind of felt like he took a step backwards this past year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you didn't feel like he was going to beat you for sure, right?
No, and watching as a fan, I'm no great football mind by no means, but you still understand competition and you understand.
You played the game too, though. You grew up playing some football.
I did, yeah, but. Obviously not to the high level, but you still understand and you can watch people, whether they understand or don't understand what's happening on the field. And, I think he's still, there's still some learning to happen.
Now, Coom, today David Ortiz went into the Hall of Fame, and I don't remember. I was trying to recollect. I guess I could have looked it up, but I forgot to. Did your pass cross with the Twins?
Absolutely. He was traded to the Twins from Seattle.
Yep.
And he showed up, David showed up in spring training and was lockered right next to me in Fort Myers. Big fella and a great guy. We played together for a couple years. Super guy. We've been friends a long time now, but he's, well-deserving. Obviously, it's one of the spots that the Twins, obviously didn't make the right call. But all in all, David was just a tremendous guy. great for the game, and what a career he had. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he had an enemy, did he? He's one of those guys, as I recall, that would smile all the time. I can remember teammates would would kid him about how old are you really, David? Because you know, a lot of times the players that come from somewhere else, there was always rumors about birth certificates and, you know, buying birth certificates. You know what I'm talking about, Coom. And they'd tease him about that, and he'd give it right back to him, but always with a smile.
Well, he was the first 21-year-old. Now, you're sitting next to a guy in a locker room that had probably had 6 or 7 knee surgeries by then. He's supposed to be 21, and he's rubbing ointment on his knees before he's putting sleeves on. And I'm like, he's 21? I'm like, dang. But you know what? He was a great guy. He was a great teammate. I was really happy for him when he went to Boston and things took off. And, you know, when you look at what he did as a player, you know, from the time he left Minnesota to the time he finished after the 13th season, man, that's pretty amazing.
It is. 3 World Series titles, 10 All-Star games. Was it as simple as him saying, I'm just going to swing for the fence?
No, he was a hitter. He was a well-rounded hitter. That's why he did so well. And Fenway Park played right into his game because he could go deep to left over the monster. And if you started coming inside, he was going to kill you. And, you know, so that ballpark was tailor-made for him. And he used it to his advantage, you know, especially during playoffs. I mean, so many big playoff games that, you know, you put him in Fenway and he really didn't have a hole in his swing.
Ron Coomer is our guest. See, that's what I remember about him. The big guy with the Twins, that he could go the other way.
He could. So he could go the other way with power. He could pull the ball, obviously. You know, at that time with the Twins were not, you know, we had a bunch of young players and, you know, Tom wanted to keep the ball on the ground and use the turf and all those things. And, you know, that wasn't going to be David's deal. And, you know, and then he was pretty exposed at first base on the AstroTurf defensively, even though he had very good hands, he couldn't move all that well. But boy, you put that bat in his hand and all those things went away when you watched him come to the plate with men in base.
I don't remember him ever playing first base for Boston. Did he ever put a glove on?
A little bit, but not too often. Come playoff time, he had to. You know, I'm sure Terry Francona and other buddies, you know, held his breath every time the ball went over that way. But, you know, hey, that's all right. They got through it and they won 3 championships because of it.
Yeah, and you'll throw a guy out there if you think he might produce 3 hits, right?
Well, his hits, you know, there was the one playoff series against the Yankees where he had 3 walk-off hits in a row.
I remember that now.
Great games. I mean, think about that. This is the ALCS to go to the World Series. 3 walk-off hits, 2 bombs, and a single walk-off hits in a row.
You are now a hero for life in Boston, aren't you? I mean, when you do that,
look. Many moons.
Now, Alex Rodriguez, another guy you're familiar with, is a part owner of the Timberwolves. What was he like to play against and as a competitor? And what?
Can we still talk about Ortiz? like today, listening to the, you know, MLB Network, you know, they were talking about the two of those guys together. And, you know, I just don't think it's fair to David. David was a good, solid, great guy, good teammate, all the positives. And then you got another guy who, you know, I don't know if I could say any of those things.
I understand.
So, you know, I mean? I'm a big fan of David, put it that way.
So, like a guy like Ortiz, when you talk about what makes a great teammate, and I mentioned, of course, I'm just in the media, and I covered him when he was here, and I always enjoyed it, and you know, the fun that he would have with the whether it was the clubhouse guy or the hitting coach, whoever it was, they were going back and forth. They had nicknames for each other and all those things. But what is to you the definition of a great teammate?
Well, he had time for everybody, and he understood somewhat of his role. I know this happened in Boston, but I watched it happen in Minnesota when the Twins signed Christian Guzman, who you remember, the shortstop, who really didn't speak much English at all. Guzzi was an extremely talented young kid and really nice kid, but, you know, very raw when it came to, you know, our culture and the language and things like that. And I just remember David grabbing him and say, you come with me and you're always with me, and things were good for Guzzi because David David took care of him. And I just looked at that, and he didn't have to do it. And David by no means was a star in the league yet, but he taught Christian how to go around Major League Baseball, and I thought that was really cool to watch. And when you know, Mike, as you know, when you watch people in our game and in the media and all that, when they how they treat people, you get a really good judge on what a person's like by the way they treat people.
Yes.
You know, and
how they treat everyone.
Right? Yeah. He treated the young kid clubhouse guy the same way he would treat Mr. Polad walking in.
Yep.
He was just great to everybody, and that, to me, tells you all you need to know about guys.
Can you stay on this for a quick break? I want to talk about whether we'll see spring training or not.
Absolutely, buddy.
Ron Coomer is our guest. Always fun to visit with the Coom. Will there be a spring training on schedule? Is baseball in jeopardy? We'll ask Coom when we come back. One more Hall of Fame question for Ron Coomer. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling all fall short for the Hall in their final shot to get in. Surprise you at all?
It did, yeah. I thought the two guys would get in this time. I thought Clemens and Bonds would get in just because of the 10-year period, and you know they were trending that way. You know, I never really got to know Barry Bonds. Played against him, but never really got to know him. I was teammates with Roger. And, you know, with all that's gone on with Clemens, I'll say this. What his numbers are, they speak for themselves. But, Mike, you want to talk about a great teammate. He was a great teammate. So, for me, with all that's gone on with him, I was really pulling for him to get in. He made a pretty nice statement at the end of, like, let's just turn the page now and move on. That will never happen in baseball because of the new rules with the Hall of Fame and some of the voting, you know, some of the new ways of getting in.
Yeah.
But, great teammate, great guy, great family. I'm a big fan of Roger.
Now, the baseball, as it sits here, and their negotiations, and they're into them a little bit, and, you know, we forget that it's a work stoppage because it is what it is, but obviously no Twins Fest here and all that, which might be COVID-related, but I don't even know. But where do you think it sits right now, and how much do you fear a shortening of the season or a delay in the season?
I was very encouraged in the last 48 hours that both sides have sat down and they've had some productive talks, right? Not just talks, not just pointing fingers at each other, but productive talks. The players' union took a couple things off the table. The ownership group has agreed to some things, and they're all financial, right? So they're financial things that, to me, means, you know, both sides are some common sense is starting to filter into this negotiation, because I really, with all that's gone on in the last 2 years with, you know, COVID and all the things, and social, you know, issues that all of our cities are in. Baseball was the one sport in the summer where you could go and you could enjoy it. You know, there were fans at some point, they're not fans, but we really can't have our game be another issue in our town, right? So I just really hope that, you know, our game can figure it out. You're talking, Mike, about a $10 billion industry.
Yeah,
there's enough money to be spread
enough money
where everybody can be happy.
Yeah, now right? when you look at that and you hear things like service time and how they can play with getting to 6 years and all those things, do players get real riled up about those kinds of things? You know, minimum rookie contract, things like that. Does that matter a lot, or are most guys saying, "Hey, if you prove yourself, you'll get paid"?
Well, it used to be that way. It used to be where guys were worried about the rules mattered a lot more 20 years ago because guys didn't make as much. So the opportunity of getting to free agency, the opportunity of getting to arbitration was important, you know, to get somewhat of a fair deal with your salary. Nowadays, if you play 5, 6, 7 years in the league, if you screw that money up, that's your fault.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but, you know, at the end of the day, both sides have to figure out a good deal, and neither, you know, you can't be on the player's side and think, well, we're going to make substantial money and just put your head in the sand. I think this is an important negotiation for our league and to continue on just the way we're going. But at the end of the day, there's plenty of money there, and I don't think the issues are so earth-shattering the way they're splitting the money, you know, you're talking about right at 51% of where the money is going one side or the other. So you're not, you know,
yeah,
it's not slanted one way or the other too bad. So at the end of the day, let's get the thing done and let's get down to spring training and have a normal spring. I think both Florida and Arizona really could use that after the last couple of years of them really struggling without having spring.
Yeah, Ron Coomer is our guest talking labor negotiations here in Major League Baseball as we begin to start, you know, it's just starting to feel this week like, hey, like, it's time to start talking some hot stove, fun baseball kind of stuff. Does a pension mean a lot to players that are in the game, or does that seem so far off to them that they don't care about it? You know how big, and I mean, my gosh, these pensions are getting big. I mean, you're in really good shape if you've got the service time in. But does a player that's going through it, does that mean much to them, or does that just seem so far out there that they don't even come to terms with it?
I think if you're a 25-year-old young player in the league, you probably don't quite understand it.
Yeah.
If you're the 35-year-old player in the league, you understand it a little better, you know. So I think all those questions are relative. At the end of the day, different things matter more to you at different points in your career. And I think we're all guilty of that in some way, shape, or form, whether, you know, you're in the media now, you were playing 20 years ago, or for you, you know, all of us, we think of things differently as we get older. So I think it's a different time. But with the money that's out there, you just, you know, you got to get a good deal for both sides. And some of these issues it can be resolved. I think when you sit down like we have the last couple of days and both sides have made some real concessions, I think that's a really good sign.
Do you think players and management understand that, you know, this ain't the time, as they say, you know, when everybody's hurting in this country for different, not everybody, certainly the vast majority, you know, have different pains for different reasons and certainly a lot of fears. Does that enter in where they go, hey, we got to do this because we can't be seen as the people that wouldn't step up and get our job done?
Well, I really hope so, to be quite honest. I'm not in those negotiations, but boy, you know, when you walk around the ballparks and you're an owner or you're a player and you're seeing all the different things that are going on in our cities, boy, you really hope so, right? I mean, we need some bright spots happening in our towns, right? I mean, just do.
Oh, man, and if your ballpark's urban, you need to get some foot traffic going, you know?
Right. I Chicago, Minnesota, yep. Minneapolis. I mean, think about it. All the issues that we've had. We really need some positivity, and we need to get people together and doing some good things. And I think baseball is one of those things that we can do. So I'm really hoping that both sides come to terms here in the next 3 weeks or so and kind of figure this thing out.
Now when they get that off and free agency kicks in, what are we going to see here? Is there going to be a frenzy?
I would think so. You're probably going to get a week or two of free agent signing, and it's going to be off the spring. You know, I would think there's a lot of backroom talks going on right now.
GMs are got the calculator out every day, right?
They do. And the other thing is the friend of a friend that knows the guy that's the GM. I think those things are happening right now, big time. So,
not that I'm saying we would, but you can tell your buddy that if he was available and open to a 3-year deal, he might want to call us right away, right?
You got it. You got it. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Coom, always good to visit with you. Say hi to Paula. I don't have to tell you to stay warm. We're the ones that need to worry about that. And I hope you get up here before spring and I can see you.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm kind of planning on it one last time before the season gets started. But say hi to David. I know David is retiring or retired.
Yeah.
And Patrick and Rosie and all those guys around town. I miss you guys.
Same here. Thanks, Coom.
Absolutely.
Ron Coomer, that's fun to visit with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.